Our next speaker is Terrence Welch, who I think everybody knows as Terry. Terry began his legal career in the Dallas City Attorney's Office, and he is also one of the founding members of Brown and Hoffmeister. Since 1991, Terry has represented numerous growing communities in North Texas, something that I've known Terry for a long time as well. What I didn't know as I read his resume here is he received his Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in 1976, which is where I was born in 1966. So there you go. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm going to take off all birth dates and dates of graduation from here on out. I've had the opportunity in the last several years of this conference to talk about hot topics. And I'm going to start off with a list of things I'm going to try to get through as quickly as possible. It seems like every conference we have, we talk about short-term rentals and what cities can and can't do, and that's obviously a burning issue around the state. I'm going to talk a little bit about Plano, Fort Worth, and Dallas and what's going on, and I apologize. I wrote this paper. I think we had to have it here by sometime in March, and so stuff's happened, or a lot of issues or things have occurred in Dallas and in Plano since this was submitted to UT, so kind of give you an update on that. On a rental issues, also hourly rentals of pools, kitchens, and backyards by, you know, through platforms such as PeerSpace or Swimply. ETJ, who needs it, who wants it, and you know, also poker clubs. Let me start off, though, with short-term rentals. Again, very, very volatile issue. I know we have some folks here from Plano. They have gone for hours at city council meetings talking about short-term rentals. I know in Dallas, a couple weeks ago, the city council got input, and I think it lasted over 6 hours. So it's a tough topic, and I'm going to tell you that based on what the legislature did yesterday or the day before, it's going to remain a tough topic. We'll get to that in just a bit. I want to do, this is a legal seminar, I want to give you some case law background. On HOAs, for example, this is an easy issue with short-term rentals. Back in 2018, the Texas Supreme Court said that cities, an HOA restricted covenant didn't prohibit a resident's use of his home as an STR. That was based on the specific wording in the restrictive covenant, so it wasn't a shocking decision. But last year, the Supreme Court held that an HOA's deed restrictions could be amended to prohibit short-term rentals of property. I know in my HOA that we have done so as a consequence of that. But first, let's kind of, on our trip around the state, let's go to Austin, where we're already here, and that fine university in the middle of that photograph there. Now, Zatari was kind of the grandfather short-term rental case here in the state. It's what, three and a half, four years old now. And again, I don't want to get too involved in all the details because these are sometimes factually intensive cases. I have a 25-page paper that talks about most of these issues, so I'm going to refer you to that for greater detail. But Austin passed an ordinance banning in part short-term rental non-homestead single-family residences. Austin had three types of rentals or three types of properties they considered, and the type two property was this short-term rental of non-homestead single-family residences. And in that case, the Austin Court of Appeals found that short-term rental was an established practice and historically allowable use in Austin, and that the short-term rental STR owners had invested significant time and money into the property. And that the ordinance, and again, we're talking about those type two restrictions, were served a minimal, if any, public interest. And that the elimination of non-owner occupied short-term rentals was unconstitutionally retroactive. What Austin had done was pass an ordinance that said these type two rentals expired in 2022. And people went to court saying, hey, I bought property in anticipation of this staying in place, and now you're telling me that is going to end as a consequence of that. Now, Zatari had some other provisions in it as well, some issues about freedom of assembly. And in the appellate decision, the Court of Appeals noted that, well, you know, Austin's not powerless to address STRs or negative effects of short-term rentals. And they cited local ordinances and state law, noise, littering, parking, public intoxication, disorderly conduct. Now, the frustration, and again, I represent cities, so I want to give you my bias. And I live in a big city. I live in Dallas.